In Alameda, California, an island city just east of San Francisco, residents are demanding answers. They want to know why a man drowned at a city beach in full view of police and firefighters. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Witnesses say an apparently distraught 53-year-old Raymond Zack paced back and forth along the beach just before noon on Memorial Day. Then he waded into the frigid San Francisco Bay. Zack stood about 50 yards offshore in neck-deep water for about an hour. Then his head disappeared below the waterline. Police and firefighters who had responded to a 911 call about the suicide attempt stood on shore, watching and making no attempt to rescue or even contact Zack. Interim Alameda Fire Chief Mike DeRossi says a policy in place since 2009 forbids his firefighters from rescuing people in the water.
Previously, we had a very highly trained water rescue program that we could use for both shore-based, boat-based, and swift water rescue. But unfortunately, over the course of several years, from what I can gather on budget issues, they pretty much decertified the program.
A spokesman for the police says officers didn't help because they feared Zack might become violent. Last night, the Alameda City Council received an earful from incredulous residents such as Adam Gillett.
This just strikes me as not just a problem with funding, but a problem with the culture of what's going on in our city, that no one would take the time to help this drowning man.
Adding to the outrage was the fact that even after the tide brought Zack's dead body back near the beach, it took an unidentified passerby to swim out and pull him ashore. Alameda Mayor Marie Gilmore says the city will implement immediately a new policy allowing an on-scene commander to decide how to respond to water distress calls.
This was a really tragic incident. We can't go back and change what happened. We can't defend what happened. What we can do is we can move forward and make sure something like this doesn't happen again.
Gilmore also says the city council will restore funds for training in such emergencies. Thus far, 16 firefighters have volunteered. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Learn more about the music and artists you hear on NPR and discover new music by visiting npr.org/music. There you can also hear a Tiny Desk concert or get an exclusive first listen of new music. This is NPR.